In a few weeks, I will be giving a workshop on how to grab the attention. So get on our list if you're not, natapr.com. And in this episode, we're talking about amplification, exactly in the same type of mind. So let's talk about amplification. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 184 of the Nata PR School podcast, public relations and amplification. So my friends, my marketing friends, I know you're aware about this word, but I have a surprise for you in this episode. So let's start about talking about amplification just to make sure that we are all on the same page for those who have heard about it and you're not clear about what it is. So this is the perfect place for you, my friends. You can keep listening. And for those who knows about amplification, stay with me. So amplification has become to the forefront, I guess, you know, not so long ago. It's always been there, but because of the influencers, it seems like something new and like a new PR or marketing activity, amplification. So many of our clients amplify the content created by the influencers they collaborate with. You have probably seen, you know, on social media, some publicity advertisement where an influencer, let's say, promote and talks about how amazing this foundation is good, how this new cleaning product is amazing. So they will talk about the virtue and promote, you know, anything that they were asked to do and paid to do. So these are publicity. This is amplification, especially if you see these influencers. If it's transformed as an ad, it's not just a story, a TikTok video. It's more than that, right? So that's it. It means there is money behind it. So it's a publicity. It's an amplification. So, well, here either the brand has done two things. So my clients do that with influencers. Of course, you need to have the influencer agreement to do that. Of course. Don't just do that without telling them. So very often they've added advertising directly to the influencer's post. It's either the influencer that let the company do that, or sometimes we give them money and it's for them, it's their responsibility to do it on their own. Or, you know, they just give you the codes and you have access and you can put money on the post where they talk about your product. That's one way. The other way that's becoming more and more popular, I find these days, these months, is the company obtain the content. So they ask the influencers to give them the content and they turn it into a publicity, into an advertisement. This is a trend, a big one that I see. So they ask nano influencer, very, very small influencers that have, let's say, less than 10,000 followers. And since they are amazing creators, good content creator, they ask them, you know, would you be willing to talk about our product and would like to buy your video, your post? It's mostly video nowadays, of course. And they turn it into a publicity. So that's the two ways to do it. It's to promote directly on the influencer's platform, or you ask them to give you their content. So why would you choose to do that? There are three main objectives to do that, three main reasons. The first one is to make the brand and the product known, of course, and more known. Increase awareness and your notoriety at the same time. So when you increase awareness, is you're getting known. And grow demand and sales. These are the three reasons. So you make the product, the brand known, make yourself known, increase awareness, and grow demand and sales. Does this ring a bell? Does this remind you of something? Yes, it's exactly what public relations do. This is what we do. This is my daily life. Hence, my advice, if you've listened to this podcast for a long time, you've heard me say you should combine PR with your social media campaigns. This is a perfect example, especially if you amplify influencers' content. So yes, my marketing friends and my PR friends, public relations is simply another effective means and another way to amplify your brands and your products, right? And this is what PR professionals do. They put everything in place to obtain what? Positive press coverage, the most visibility. And at the Nata PR agency that I founded more than 20 years ago, we are specialized in promoting consumer goods, so products. There's most 90% of the time, there's a product behind everything we do. And so our first goal is to ensure that as many journalists as possible and influencers write or, you know, shoot a great video about our client's new product. This is what we do. So we want to have as many people, as many journalists, as many influencers talk about our clients' products, new products, without paying them. So this is why PR is the best organic part of your marketing plan, my friend. So this is what we do. And know that you can also amplify your press coverage. Yes, my friend, you can do that. It's a trend that I see more and more among new companies who discover the effect and the power of PR on their visibility. You know, this is when you see an ad and it says, as seen in Vogue, as seen in Elle, Forbes, as seen in the New York Times, right? That's what it is. So you use, it has to be published first before you do that. So once the review, the article, the mention is published, then you can transform this content into an ad. Yes, my friend. As long as the rule is you need to give credit to the magazines, to the media, to the, you know, the newspaper. So quick tip. Be careful, my friend. So once a major media outlet publishes an article about you, you can, of course, repost it on your social media platforms. You can use it in your newsletter and even turn it into an advertisement as long as you mention the media that featured it. You have to give them credit. And for those who, just like me, have this vast experience, I like to say that I have a lot of statistics behind me. Do you remember those movies? I'm sure if you're younger than me and some of our listeners, you will remember those, or you will know what we're talking about here. You know, those movies were amplifying their media presence quite a bit in this sense. They were, you know, on this poster announcing a new movie, you would see the best critics from, you know, the New York Times says this, so-and-so Vanity Fair says this about the movie. You know, you had all these and the name of the journalist, of course, which is even better if you want to amplify a media results, a media publication. So, well, as you can see, that's amplification. That's exactly the same rule that applies here. So, of course, amplification is not a new concept. It's just the new, you know, all these new tools that we have, thanks to the web, at our disposal. And amplifying influencer content looks like something new, but it's an old concept. Amplification has been around for a long time. And there are several ways to amplify a brand, right? Not just amplifying influencer content. So there is PR, there is social media, or advertising, of course. But for this amplification to work, it's essential that the messages are impactful and reach your target customers, reach your clients. So again, PR can help you here because this is what it does. PR defines key messages and keywords. That's our bread and butter, defining key messages, finding keywords. And to sell, you need what? To let your customer know you exist, capture their attention, be read, And this is here I'm proposing this workshop for you, my friends. It's going to be probably around March 13 in 2024. So in the coming weeks, I'll be teaching you how to grab the attention of media, influencers, and customers, your clients. So sign up for our list so you don't miss anything at natapr.com, or you can just download here, get the free NataPR model, and you'll end up on our list. But more than anything, I hope to see you in class, of course, but I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NataPR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.